Of course, for the U.S., the fundamental Middle East dilemma has long been the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There may be some movement on that front, though. The Israelis and Palestinians seem to be on the verge of restarting peace talks after 5 years. Secretary of State John Kerry raised hopes of that last week. But even before the talks get started, a debate has erupted in Israel over the endgame. Let's say Israeli negotiators strike a peace deal. Should the Israeli public get to vote yes or no on it? Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem has more.
It may sound like putting the cart before the horse, debating the final steps of a peace deal before Israelis and Palestinians have even sat down together. But that's what the Israeli prime minister is talking about right now. Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet this week that if Israeli and Palestinian negotiating teams manage to reach a peace proposal that they're both happy with, he would take it to the public for a countrywide vote. Decisions like this can't be made by a governing coalition, he said. This thing must be put to a national referendum. So, who's afraid of a referendum? Two senior lawmakers from completely opposite sides of the political aisle. Both fear their sides would lose in a public vote. Former Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who's a hardliner, thinks peace with the Palestinians right now makes no sense. But in this radio interview, he says if the government put a peace deal before the public would most certainly vote yes, swayed by the media and the, quote, bear hugs that Israelis would receive from the entire world. But chief Israeli peace negotiator Tzipi Livni, who favors a peace deal, actually fears Israelis might be pressured to vote no. Imagine the stress Israelis would be under having to vote in favor or against a peace deal, Livni told Army Radio this week. Many families have relatives living in settlements that Israel would evacuate under a peace deal. How can you expect people to kick their own relatives out of their homes? Plus, Livni says, there's a sense that politicians advocating a referendum are only looking to cover their you-know-whats. Gil Hoffman, chief political correspondent of the conservative-leaning Jerusalem Post, says that theory makes sense.
Politicians will feel a lot less guilty that they are not the ones who decided to evacuate 80,000 Jews from their homes. It'll be the collective responsibility of the public.
Still, he says, it's only fair to ask people to determine their own fate.
Europe has referenda all the time. When they decided to join the European Union, each country had a referendum, and for Israel's future, this is just as serious a question as that.
But there is a politics to popping the question, says pollster Tamar Herman. She surveys the Israeli public monthly on matters of war and peace for the liberal-leaning Israel Democracy Institute. Herman says two-thirds of Jewish Israelis support creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel, but she believes the opponents of such a move are more likely to show up at the ballot box.
Because those on the negative side will have much to lose, whereas those on the positive side, they would have stronger hesitations because they go for the unknown, actually, right?
Right. Or wrong. Who knows? There's never been a referendum of any kind in Israel. It's unchartered territory. A vote on a referendum law could come early next week. And what about the Palestinians? President Mahmoud Abbas was recently quoted as saying that any peace deal would have to pass a Palestinian national referendum, too. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.